Welcome to Prog Rock Digital.
Hi everyone and welcome back to another episode of Prog Rock Digital. This is episode 9 of season 2. Thank you very much for downloading and streaming. Thank you for visiting progrockdigital.com and please keep those emails coming through. Now, ladies and gentlemen, today is D-Day. I am presenting to you my thoughts on the upcoming Dream Theater album, A View from the Top of the World, out October the 22nd through Inside Out Music. Thank you to Kevin Chiaramonte for allowing me to review the album and present my thoughts. Greatly appreciated. We're back just after this quick break and we're going to hit the ground running.
Paris of Troy out through Ludos Records, their debut single, Torn Away. Australian prog at its best. Available for download and stream on all digital platforms.
Hello, this is Mick Box of Uriah Heep, and you're listening to Prog Rock Digital.
Hey everyone, this is James LaBrie from Dream Theater, and you're listening to Prog Rock Digital.
Well, this is it. Studio album number 15 for Dream Theater, A View from the Top of the World, out through Inside Out Music, October the 22nd, 2021. Now, from the outset, I've got to tell you, the album is not as dark as what I was expecting or anticipating. I won't use the word hoping because I definitely was not hoping for a dark album. There is a definite, or if you like, prominent Rush influence weaving in and out of this album, and you'll be able to see this definitely in tracks 2 and 5, Answering the Call and Transcending Time. Now, I've got to say, they are also two of my favourite songs on the album. Now, they can easily slot into We Dream and Day Unite, especially the latter, and that is Transcending Time. Imagine the best of times mixed in with Status Seeker. Now, the album is 7 tracks, and with the last track, A View from the Top of the World, 21 minutes long. I've got to tell you, though, halfway through the track at about 9 minutes 20, there is a beautiful guitar-oriented part accompanied by Jordan's pad work, creating so much space. It kind of reminds me of the Count of Tuscany regarding the use of light and shade. Now, the other interesting thing is, in terms of James LaBrie's vocals, he's not as predictable or as safe on this recording. His delivery is slightly different compared to previous albums. It somewhat takes us on a journey, especially towards the end of certain phrases and you know, certain passages. This adds a different dimension to the track and an album, if you like. It somewhat reminds me of Mala Muzla recordings, both albums, 1 and 2, as well as elements of Persuasion. Even though we're dealing with odd time signatures and craziness left, right, and center, there's still plenty of space to breathe in this album. This is definitely not a carbon copy paste project or anything like that. Everything makes sense and naturally falls into place. It's got a lot of choruses, and if you like, choruses on this album seem beefier and fuller. I can only attest that to maybe more of an emphasis on choruses. And I'm not sure if John Petrucci, from a producer perspective, has done that on purpose or whether it's just an instinct thing. But you will find choruses are a lot more prominent on this album. They're a lot more catchier as well, if you like. The other thing is there are recurring themes galore happening here. And again, not sure if John's done this on purpose from a repetition perspective, but you know, there are a lot of sections in these songs where we're dealing with 7 time, 6 time, 5 time, and yet they're so catchy. And you know, for example, The Alien, track number 1 off the album, its skeleton comprises of 5, 5, and 7, and it essentially weaves in and out of the track. You know, they make a lot of sense. You can actually hum and whistle to these melodies as well, which is really cool. You know, if you can do that, you're on a winner, basically. Now, with regards to Mike Mangini's performance on the album, the man just reinvents himself for each Dream Theater album. I have absolutely no idea how he goes about that, but whatever he's doing, just works. And I think James LeBrie summed it up well in our chat a couple of episodes back when I had him on the show. And I'll just quickly play a snippet, and I would say it sums up exactly what our thoughts are on Mr. Mike Mangini.
Actually, I met Mike Mangini when he was out with Extreme. We were doing a festival over in Europe, and I saw him play drums for Extreme, and I was like, who the hell is this guy?
So if you were blown away by the alien and invisible monster, brace yourself, because you're up for some amazing acrobatic drumming with John Mayer Young just fitting into everything, every single hit, every single 64th note, anything that Mangini does, John Mayer Young is just so connected. So in closing, ladies and gentlemen, my favorite tracks are track 2 and track 5. Overall, great album. You will thoroughly enjoy it. You have been listening to Prog Rock Digital. This is Nicholas Georgakopoulos.